These untapped updates are making me thirsty. It's a good thing this is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay.
Hey. Full house.
Full house. Full standard show. Louie's here.
All attendance.
Premium saltine crackers are here.
Oh, we went premium this week?
Yeah, well, they're all, I mean, come on. It doesn't matter how much they could upcharge those premium crackers. I got to buy them now. I mean, every time we try to go off premium,
yeah,
there's a lot of grumbling.
Are we spoiled?
Only premium, bro.
I know what I like, okay?
I know what I like.
You want me to show up every week? And you want to give me subpar cracker?
Yeah, you're like, good luck, shit. I'm not coming back here next week.
I tried to do the
unsalted, which is the recommendation for palate cleansing, and that didn't go over well here either. So. We're doing salted, all right? So, you know, listen at your own risk.
Next, you're going to try organic.
Nope, I'm not.
Gluten-free.
I'm done experimenting.
If you want to go unsalted, then we need a little toaster oven with some pita bread. That'd be
Wow. All right. Well, I can get a toaster oven going out here. Studio toaster oven.
If we had hot pita bread, I'd be fine with no salt.
No salt.
Yeah.
No salt.
No, sir. Yeah, so we're going to be hanging out with you for a couple hours here, talking beer and drinking as much beer as we can. And our listeners are the biggest voicemail segment in podcasting is right here. You're going to be here for it. So we're going to be hearing what the listeners are doing as well.
Are you being reflective or are you foreshadowing?
Foreshadow. It's foreshadow. Grab some fun. A couple of beers had before the show started during a tailgate. A couple of Wazoo Corvette donated beers.
Oh, man.
One from Moonraker, Sacramento, Sactown area breweries, Moonraker Brewing. It was a pale ale. It was the 505 pale ale. Nice pale. I still got that going for me right now. Looks like we all do. Oh, Nick is out. And we also had one from New Glory Brewing, the Green.
Greenergy.
Greenergy, the double dry hop.
Greenergy.
That gave me another unique check in on Untappd because it was double dry hop. So.
Right, but not one word of haziness on here.
Yeah. Nick was a little upset. There wasn't any. No haze indicator on the can. And then turns out. Super haze.
I would like a viewport on my cans.
A little window.
Little window in there so I can see.
We need to start getting little windows in our cans now.
The haze level, please.
That's where we're at, where now hazies are so prevalent and common that now they're just not even mentioned on the can anymore. They're like, this is just an IPA. Oh, it's hazy? Sorry.
Can we put hazy in clear bottles? Can we do that?
No.
Oh.
I don't like that.
I like that idea.
So those are very good beers.
Geek. Nerds. Oh my gosh.
Did you nail that?
It's going to be a wet show this evening.
That was a crowler. Experienced listeners would know.
A Rubenutz.
Rubenutz.
I love gold.
Yeah. Another Wazoo Corvette beer. This one from our favorite. Will it be on the year the pours? Will it make it to a brewery of the year? Who knows?
Or have we had enough to decide?
Those are coming up in a couple weeks, the pours.
Couple weeks.
I didn't know Moonraker could make a beer so clear.
Urban Roots, Rock Me All Mosaic. Did they get this from Scotty B? Rock Me All Mosaic.
Ripping them off.
They might have.
Scotty B, C&D coming at you.
But we'll try it out. We'll find out.
Gee. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to cleanse the palate here because we've had two good beers, two good hoppy beers. And now we're having an Urban Roots Mosaic beer.
Fresh start.
I've got to be ready for this. I'm expecting a lot.
It's worse than the Cologne Island Macy's.
Libby, get up out of here, Lou.
Six.
It's going around the table from left to right of your podcast dial.
Yep.
We all have our solid pours. I'm trying to get aroma out of here. I'm having a hard time getting through my.
It's too cold. It's too cold, bro.
Well, there's that mosaic. I'm getting that.
Yeah, I'm not getting any aroma. Aromaless beer.
Yeah. They didn't go with aroma on this one.
No.
They went with taste. Flavor.
Flavor crystals.
Good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Good beer. Not exactly what I was expecting, which is, I guess you could say, is a good thing.
It's not exactly.
It's not exactly.
Mosaic. It's all right. Use a little more hop.
Did we let it sit too long? Is this our fault?
No.
It's only like a week old.
12-1.
Should be fine.
12-1.
I'm just it's good. It's
11 days ago.
It's good. I was like, maybe I had.
It's crushable.
Yeah. Very easy to drink.
Oh, this would disappear in a second.
I just think the mosaic is a little more muted than I was expecting it to be, I guess.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, are you saying they did a modest amount?
Modest amount of mosaic. They're like, they didn't have quite enough. Like when they started, they're like, oh, we'll just mosaic the crap out of it. And then like, hey, man, I don't think we have that much mosaic. Looks like, oh, shit. What we got to do? No, just make a small one.
Can I get some more mosaic in the monitor, please? Mosaic in the monitors, please.
How's that?
A little more.
Okay, how's that?
I don't think you did anything. Can you put a little more?
Okay. There you go.
Nah, I need more.
I don't think there's any SOB hops in this.
Son of a bitch hops.
What's that?
Start a boil. That's where you get your bittering.
Oh, it's start a boil. Industry term. Man, maybe they didn't go start a boil on this.
They probably did. Probably late boil, probably flame out. I don't know if there'd be any whirlpool. There's almost no bitterness, just all flavor and aroma, but it's definitely mild.
Worst superhero ever, flame out.
Flame out. He looks intimidating at first, and you're like, oh, shit. And then he's just like, ah, never mind.
It's probably dry hop for sure.
He just disappeared? Like, kind of flamed out.
I will defeat you.
I mean, but it's actually, there. No. It's there. But
yeah, it's there. Urban Roots, it's there.
I can see the bus ads now. Yep.
Urban Roots.
It's there.
You can go. Whatever.
Coming to near you.
That's what I was searching for. Oh, Matt, do you have culture?
Enjoy By is still a thing. Ooh. 1120 is officially out in your local markets.
I'm seeing buzz. I'm seeing a little bit of buzz on the untaps.
So it's still happening, and I might try to pick up a couple bottles because I think that's going to be the extent of my New Year's Eve plans. drinking and Enjoy By.
Enjoy By. Enjoy By, everyone.
Contently. Don't get it confused with anything else.
You're not going to be bitter. In the corner, curled up. Motherfuckers, nobody invited me to New Year's Eve. Yeah, I heard there's going to be a New Year's Eve celebration going on there in the brewery district of Fresno.
Yep.
Fireworks and shit or something.
No,
not fireworks and shit.
411 Modernist, Zax, and Tioga are all planned to stay open into the New Year hour.
Woo! So. Fiery.
There's that. And then Westward, which is a website.
Okay.
They have
That sounds like a Westworld podcast.
No. But Westword has published an article by Jonathan Sheikhs. I don't know how you say his name.
Oh, yeah.
But he's his Twitter is Colo Beerman, so Colorado guy.
Oh.
And he's...
I mean, that's Colin and Janine.
Yeah. Name drop.
But he has listed out from today until Christmas time things to do in Colorado, beer related. So he has things listed by date. Each date he has the breweries, like there's Copper Kettle, there's Wits End, there's Seed Stock, there's Falling Rock Tap House, New Image, Ursula, Liquid Mechanics, Avery, and just like on and on. And you just kind of list what beers they're coming out or what they're doing. There's Call to Arms, Hop and Pie, Denver Beer Company. So just make sure that you go to the Westward with your pop-up blocker on. Bunch of old ads you got to click out of.
Oh, wow. Is it from 1993? Yeah,
it's pretty bad. But there is some good information as far as if you're in Colorado, what's going on and where you need to go all the days leading up to Christmas.
All right.
So check that article.
In case you got all time off from work before Christmas, you just want to go do beer geeky things in Colorado.
Yep.
He has your map mapped out for you. That's the things.
Yep.
From Department of Matt.
Yep.
We go to Nick.
Oh boy. Get ready for this.
Let's get ready.
Hard hitting news. Firestone Walker invitation.
Who?
Is now in May.
Never heard of it.
No? Okay.
As opposed to not.
When was it before?
Mostly in June, first week of June.
Mostly June.
Because that is also the same weekend I typically go to LA for the Volkswagen show.
To get
show.
The fuck away from Firestone Walker. Yeah. I got to try to get as far away as I can.
So this year it's a week earlier. Of course, I can't find the article now, but yeah. So yeah.
Oh, great! So now it's during school session while school's still in session.
There you go. Maybe that's the trick. Maybe they're trying to get rid of the dads.
This is the post festival meeting last year. Like, all right, guys, I'm sorry, I got to talk about this. I know there's some dads in the room. Entirely too many dads at Firestone Walker Invitational. We have got way too many dads walking around. They're
drinking all the Brewer's Lager.
Way too many shorts and sandals. Way too many baby carriers.
Oh, front or back?
Yeah. You go front. Front.
Or back? Oh, front. Baby.
Dads do front. I think. I don't know.
It's a nice kid you got there. Where?
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 Where's my kid? Yeah. Dad should probably not do the back thing because dads will completely forget that they have a kid back there. I mean, moms, they're on it. They can wear backpacks and still remember there's a kid back there. Dads would be like, whoa, whoa, spinning around, running around. Like, hey, you know, there's a kid back there. What?
Oh. You lean into the booth and knock the kid's head on the easy up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That kid's head's hitting the easy up all festival. Dunk.
What was that?
That was your baby that you just hit up there.
Oh, shit. Well, why did he cry or something?
Yeah. He's passed out, sir. Judging by the number of goose eggs, it's not his first time.
But yeah, so Firestone Walker, they don't like dads, is what you're saying. It's a very unfriendly to dads festival, the Invitational. They're like, too many dad bros. We need more non-dad bros at this festival. Yep. Typical.
Don't call it a dad bod. We prefer father figure.
Typical 805 conduct.
Typical. Yep.
Are they gonna have 805 Brewery at this festival this year?
They might make an appearance.
They're gonna invite 805
with their variants.
Yeah.
Aged.
You see that
extra aged.
That they have that variant case now of 805 with the cans. They have different art on the cans?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, homie.
Oh, man.
Can art. Check it out. The standard logo isn't enough?
No. There's like different can variant art on the within the 12-pack.
Oh,
that's that's the 805 variety pack. There's some different can art.
Can art's different. Collect all four?
Yeah, collect all four.
As long as they don't try and do the golden ticket Bud Light thing, that's a bit much.
Did you already talk about the psychedelic colored anniversary box?
No.
It's pretty Firestone.
Firestone. Anniversary box.
Yeah, their 23rd anniversary box.
Oh, that's coming. Mikey's getting bored. All right, we'll move along. Yeah.
Just because it bores you doesn't mean it bores everybody.
Firestone Walker is the most boring brewery in the country right
now. Go start your own brewery.
I will. It's going to be real fun. It's going to be really cool. Okay?
Speaking of...
I'm going to have 209. I'm going bringing it back.
Ooh. Stockton will be mad at you, but okay.
No, I don't care. That was ours. 209 was ours. Okay?
Yeah. How did we lose that split?
I don't know. Because they're better. You guys take the new area code. We're Stockton. Rumor said we get 209.
It's ours.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick.
Well, speaking of dad gifts, 'tis the season to buy everybody you know a Mr. Beer kit.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I wish this was real.
I need one of those new ones.
You need a new Mr. Beer kit?
Yeah. I'm ready for it to sit around and me go, I think I'm gonna do that. And I'll do that for a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that.
Or you actually do it and make a complete mess on the stove and get yelled at by your wife.
I'm like, never again. First and only time, honey.
Okay.
Just go buy it. It's cheaper.
Yeah. Go buy the beer.
But I made this.
No, you made a mess is all you made.
You made nothing but terrible. You made nothing but terrible.
Burnt it to the stove. Yeah. Now we need a new stove.
Yeah. Now you gotta go replace the stove top.
How many boilovers did you do this time?
Fresno Distributing open this time of night.
Wow. Big spender.
Local reference.
Yeah. Woo. You must be rich.
You must be rich.
That's for contractors.
So I wish this was real. And I also wish I had a kid to buy it for, but there's somebody talented with Photoshop has developed the Fisher-Price Happy Hour playset for ages 3 and up.
Yay!
And it's a picture of three little kids.
Here's daddy coming home.
Getting ripped at a playset bar.
Here's daddy getting arrested.
Yeah. That would be an epic gift. I don't even have young nephews or nieces anymore to buy this for. I need a kid. Anybody have a kid? I'll buy this. I'll make this for them. Mm-hmm. If it's not real. If you are looking for beer gifts, Etsy has your own personal keg urinal for a modestly priced $391.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, they did one of those cutouts.
Cut out the keg.
The front
and added urinal. A flush valve to it.
So you can put it in your own house?
Uh-huh. Cool. Or somebody else's house, if you're generous.
Somebody else's house.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, I made you a keg. Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I got you a keg urinal for your house.
Yeah, but do you have to be using it right now when I get home?
Yeah. Well, make sure it works. It's better than I usually just do it in your bushes, but now it's got plumbing now.
Hey, Lawrence, why don't you just come over if you want to talk?
I don't know where this goes.
Pretend we can't hear the walls.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, man. Hey, Peter. You like your new urinal?
Turn on Channel 5.
This chick's got huge cans.
I don't mind that you got a new urinal. Can you not make it drain into my place?
I don't know where it goes. It's draining, though. Seems to be draining fine. I don't know where it goes. We'll see you one day, I guess.
Damn, this thing just disappears. Thing
just keeps going. Nowhere. I guess so. I don't know. One of them holes.
It vaporizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those. What are those urinals that? Those waterless urinals?
The waterless, yeah.
I don't know what that technology is, but it vaporizes your urine. I never understand it. I'm just like, I guess.
Wow. I'm not gonna burst that bubble for you. I'm gonna let you keep believing that.
All right. That's what I believe. I was like, magic. I'm like, come in here, honey, come in here. What?
See that?
It's okay. It's okay. Guys don't care if women come in the men's bathroom. Look at this. Look at this. There's no water. I think I can just pee in it.
Yeah. See that shell right there? I hit that shell, it disappears.
Nothing. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Lemony fresh.
Here we are. We all want it. We all wanted gender-free bathrooms. Here you are. Here you go. Check out the bathtub.
Waterless urinals. Please don't have double ciders at a place that has waterless urinals.
How do you clean out the double cider puke out of a waterless not urinal? Not easily.
I'm guessing that's when the ice bucket gets dumped in the urinal and it just lets it dissolve.
Let's just replace the urinal.
There's a pile of urinals in back. Let's
just replace the urinal. I'm not cleaning that out.
Yes. Oh, wow.
This is it. What are we talking about?
How many?
That's what happens when we have a double IPA and a tailgate.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Oh, that's what happened. That's what I'm blaming. Can you tell how many people
have fast forwarded through their show? Because I'm guessing there's a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm like, let's jump ahead to the voicemails. This segment's terrible.
I wish I never brought it up.
What did you bring up? I don't know.
I'm looking for clever holiday gifts.
Okay. Oh, okay.
For the Christmas.
So, keg urinals.
The chore board that.
I mean, you are redoing your bathroom, so.
Time for a urinal.
Why not add one in?
I think it's not too late.
Nope.
Sink? Nah. Second.
You can wash your hands in the shower.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, waterless sinks. Why hasn't that been an idea?
Yeah, come on.
It's a dry station. I like it. All right. I haven't tiled the shower yet. I am installing a beer shelf in my shower, though.
Ooh. Oh, you mean a shampoo shelf.
That one they have.
That's what I'm telling the wife.
The one they have a Target that attaches to your tile.
No, this is custom.
Custom, bro.
Built into the wall.
Ooh.
Recessed into the cavity. Wow. Yes.
Is the contractor like, yeah, everyone's getting one of these now?
If I was talking to myself, yes.
You, the contractor?
Self? Everyone's getting one of these
Getting one of these shower beer holders.
Well, I better put one in then. How much more is that going to cost me?
How much is that going to cost me, bro? Oh, don't worry about it. You'll forget all about it in the year that you paid all that money. You'll be glad you have that shower beer holder.
Well, just so we have the structural integrity correct, are you talking 12-ounce beers? Are we talking full crowlers?
Yeah, what are we talking here?
It's got to be a crowler.
What kind of shelf we need?
Bombers.
I think bombers
are going to come back. They're going to make a comeback, and then you're going to be like, damn it, I wish I went ahead with that full bomber holder.
Full bomber holder.
Because I take long showers, and I need a bomber for them.
Wow.
Long showers. Whew. I crank up the hot water heater and say, I'm going to be in there a while. Be drinking, having some fun. I'm going to bring my waterproof phone case in there.
Oh, man, the waterproof fodder box.
Yep. Who knows what's going to happen in there, but don't come in.
Wow. Does Yeti make phone cases?
They're better. It keeps your phone nice and cool all day long. 48 hours, you're... Phone will be cool inside the Yeti phone.
Yeah, a long shower. You might need one need a Yeti shower cooler to re-ice your beer halfway through the set.
Yeah, you have a cooler in your. Do you have a cooler door in your fridge cooler or your shower now?
Man, no.
Well, you're gonna want. You better put that in your plans real quick. You're gonna want one.
Back to the drawing board, Chief.
A roadie size. Hole.
What?
Yeah, for the roadie.
The hell's a roadie? Is that the fridge? Is that who makes the fridge?
That's the cooler. That's the.
Is that the dream? Cooler. The dream fridge. The roadie.
Yeah, just build a fridge out of a out of a roadie. It'll be perfect. You don't even need all the refrigeration. You just put a block of ice in there and you're done for the week.
Slider doors or pull doors? Which way are you going?
Oh, fridge? Pull doors.
Pull doors. Pull door kind of guy.
Yeah, pull door guy. Yeah.
Gotcha.
What else?
Oh, I will. I too am interested in the Untappd update, so I'll wait until you get going on that to chime in.
Yeah. Brand new Untappd update.
Mm-hmm.
This one's more about aesthetics, I think. It's a 3.4. What the hell, Untappd?
3.14596.
3.149.
Pi update.
It's enhanced features, including a floating action button.
Enhance.
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 Zoom. Enhance. Zoom. To allow users to quickly check in from any page on the app. So it's got the little plus.
Uh-huh.
Wherever you go, it's got that plus. So whatever you're into
not doing. On apps.
Oh. So yeah. So on the bottom, this is my favorite because the bottom looks cooler now.
Oh, really?
I think I like the bottom. You don't like the bottom as much?
I miss the profile button being in the middle. Now the discover button's in the middle.
Yeah.
They want you to discover stuff.
Yeah. I like you to discover.
Because I hold my phone left-handed. I'm right-handed.
Oh.
But I hold my phone in my left hand.
Yeah.
And so I use my left thumb, and my profile is now the furthest from my left thumb indexing.
That's interesting. I guess I'm left-handed.
Uh-huh.
I guess I do use my right hand for my phone more than I do.
You like this feature.
So, yeah, I can put my thumb right on the note because I get notifications because, you know, I got a lot of friends, so I get a lot of notifications.
Gotta check them DMs, bro.
Yeah.
Where are my DMs at?
Yep. Just so you know, Rocket Dog just got Coconut Merlin on. Oh, God, another Firestone reference. Jesus. What the hell? The show is just all. They also got the Heretic Chocolate Hazel Porter on.
Ooh, that's a good one. What happened to Heretic?
Heretic, man. They
They're not
to be
in the cool
kids
club anymore.
I'll still get that because that's around for producer Becky.
Mm-hmm.
She likes that one, okay. Because since I can't find Rogue Hazelnut anymore, except for going to, you have to go to Total Wine to get.
To get anything Rogue?
Total Wine and BevMo now. Oh, maybe anything. Yeah. Come to think of it.
Wow.
You might be right about that. I don't see you. Do you see Rogan anywhere else in town?
No.
I wonder if they're distribution.
Not even Dead Guy. Was it Dead Guy?
Yeah. Sometimes Dead Guy. Which is, by I've talked about this on the show before. Okay. It's like, who the hell is drinking Dead Guy? It's still out there, pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I've never seen anyone drinking it, never seen it checked in on Untappd. But it's just there. It's always there.
Always hanging around.
It's always hanging around.
Waiting for someone just to turn out the lights so that label would glow.
Yeah. Oh, Beer Mile Blonde from Pine and Palm. I'm Rocket Dog now as well.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Is this Rocket Dog North or Rocket Dog
South? It's Rocket Dog Shaw.
Shaw. We'll call that South.
But they got the new brewery happening this month.
Shit.
Over at Herndon and Milburn over there. So, gotta look out for that. Yeah, so I like the new update.
Okay.
Looks cool to me.
That's all right.
Did you see... Maybe this is new, maybe this isn't new. Because I'm paying attention to it now that I think it's new. But if you go to your profile, it tells you your average beer rating.
Yeah, it didn't have that chart like it does now.
And
like
it also tells you how many you have not rated.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Unrated. I think that's definitely new. So, yeah. I have 111 beers unrated.
Wow.
I didn't think I did that many unratings. I rate. And my average is 3.95.
You are irate?
I'm pretty
irate.
We're
not too far off. I'm 3.93.
Ooh. Oh, you're a little bit more discerning.
Yeah, too many hazies in my life.
I'm 0.2 more generous than you are with my ratings.
I just hit 1,700 unique check-ins that I actually remembered to check in.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Look at you. So it's got that little chart there.
Yeah, and have you been to the Discover section yet? Have you been to Trending Beers Local?
Yeah, they had that before.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying we're getting towards the end of the year, so I was curious.
Yeah, right now, Pine and Palm is it comes up as the trending local location.
Location.
Goldstein's number two.
Oh, wait, you could do location. Oh, yeah, trending locations.
Kaweah Brewing Company Tap Room in Visalia.
Wow.
It's trending.
Trending. Tap and Sour. It's
not trending anymore. uncomfortable.
Top rated beers local.
Yes.
Pliny the Elder.
Wow. Look at us.
Top rated beer locally.
Yeah, I was in the market the other day and there's Pliny up there.
Just hanging out.
And I didn't get any Pliny.
You didn't?
Nope.
Wow.
There was other new beers to me there, singles, and I was like.
Yeah, they had a good one.
I was like, sorry.
That's in my bin cots. All right. That knocked my socks.
Whoa, wait for that, folks. Later on in the show, Nick's socks off.
Off. They were fully on.
You had them on like you're just like tight. Like my socks are on good and tight.
They were so on, my shoes were still on, and the socks blew through the shoes.
Wow.
To blow off my
feet. Now, did it mess up your shoes or are they still okay?
Somehow, not a scratch on the shoes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. See, I can't.
What?
Okay. I was just my discovering. Oh, I did trending locations. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Trending beers.
Trending beers. See, that's
good. Top rated beers. Top rated breweries.
Brewers. Local.
Wow.
Rocky
Hill. Wow.
Rocky Hill, Zach's, House of Pendragon, Pine and Palm, Kaweah, then Tioga Shows. Mm-hmm. Then Full Circle, then Barrel House.
Rip's Meadery in Beach Park, Illinois is the number one global rated brewery right now.
Pips.
Let me see if there's one that's where we got a rep somewhere.
Chattanooga?
Well, we have a Chattanooga rep. If you'd like to be a rep of the show, if you're listening to you're a listener of the show and you live somewhere, you're like, I wouldn't mind being the go-to person for questions and whatnots about my area. Just give us a contact and look at the reps page, perfectportpod.com/reps, REPS. See if we got a rep in your area. If not, you want to be one. There's not much to it. You just got it when somebody's coming to your town. You gotta let us know where the good stuff is.
Where?
And you might even want to make yourself available for a get it or not. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's up to you whether you want to get it or not. Or just be a reco.
Should we get another beer going here or we need to just keep this Urban Roots going? Fine either way.
It's a crowler, bro.
It's a crowler. It's a crowler. I think we're going to finish this crowler, though. Feels like.
Miami. Tampa. Oh, Tampa's Lumber's territory.
Lumber. Lumber, Jose.
I think it's his territory. There's a Gargeist Meadery in Tampa, Florida.
What are these meaderies?
Meadery.
What the hell are these places?
These make mead. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Five five 9 4 9 2 0 5 4 2 is the voicemail line of the Darktown Network and the Perfect Pour. You can call that and leave a 3-minute voicemail of what the hell's going on and something interesting to us going on in your area, or if you just got your own little beer podcast, you can do that.
Oh yeah.
We do have a traditional voicemail this week. Wait, we got some text messages, and that's probably just the fantasy footballers having fun.
Mm. It's December. Football's got to be over by now, right?
It is not.
We had a full 3 months of it. That's enough.
Yeah, a little more than that. Well, let's see. The first traditional voicemail of the week is...
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Friday morning. I just listened to the podcast. I'm driving to work, but I had to call in and say, welcome back, Q.
Yeah.
Glad to hear from you. That's all. This is Vern from Temecula.
Oh.
Keep up the great
Vern.
Work.
Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Wow.
Wow. Vern's loving it.
To call in. Woo.
Got Vern to call in. How's that, man?
Oh, Matt is, he's looking.
Adjusting his coldness.
Hey, this is my new podcasting jacket. So, you know, people have smoking jackets.
It's official podcasting.
It's my podcasting jacket.
Yeah, you've
jacket.
Used that for a couple of weeks now.
It's my Patagonia.
I think he just put a cracker in there to toast it a little bit.
Yeah, that too.
Keep him warm.
Has a cracker warm. Pocket.
That'll be an Uber cracker later when he's on his ride home.
It's kind of like Scarface. I just open it up and get all the cracker dust.
Jeez, what were you doing over there?
Just drive, Uber. They're premiums. Don't worry about it.
Premiums. What? Just fucking drive, man.
Those are salt crystals.
Just get the hell out of here, man.
Salt crystals. Don't ask questions or your rating's going down.
I got my hand on the button.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's me, Al Green.
Hey, Al.
Al Green.
Reporting live.
Sounds like your fridge.
From my fridge in the den.
In fridge?
Getting ready for Thursday night football, so I'm calling from the world.
He's getting deep in the fridge.
I like calling from here. They were pretty cool last time.
Between worlds.
See how it goes this time. Mm-hmm. If all goes as planned, welcome back, Chu. Good to have you here.
Now I think Chu's going to have more voicemails than us.
And, you know... We're off strike. We're back to work.
That's right. Let's get back to work, guys. Let's get back to work.
Now I just need to figure out what to drink tonight. I got my other league-winning beer from Weldworks Brewing, 1.9 miles, Hazy Session IPA. Thank you so much to Janine for that. I don't know what to drink, but we had some homework assignments to do. I think there was something about, what are we going to do about New Belgium? I literally bought a 12-pack of Voodoo Ranger IPA the day before I heard the news.
Oh, my God.
That was my last 12-pack of New Belgium.
That was it?
That I'll buy.
Nice.
I won't do it. I stuck with them. For so long, when I first moved back to Florida, I came back here bragging about New Belgium and Chipotle. And here it is.
You won't believe this,
and
Chipotle.
A big beer. I can't do that.
You gotta go.
Chipotle's big burritos, bro.
Was, I think, Thanksgiving beers. I stuck to stouts. Drove out to Daytona. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. I drove out to Daytona. And visited some family up there, hung out for the Thanksgivings, drank beers, and ate lots and lots of food. Yeah, it was all good. It's all good. Hope everybody has a great day, a great night, and all that jazz. Welcome back, Chu. Let's see what I'm going to drink. Real quick. Ready? Before my time runs out. I'm going to go with Untitled Art Hazy Double IPA. It's version 7, Amarillo, Azica, Africa Queen, exclusive to the Untitled Art Fair. No can date, but let's have at it. Cheers, guys. Keep the good Cheers. Work. Florida.
Thanks, Al. Everyone's back to work now. And then chew strike is over. We all can have fun.
We gotta open something up.
Matt's checking out a new
beer. It's hoplicated.
It's kind of hoplicated.
I love gold!
This is a new beer donated by Wazoo Corvette again?
No, it's Pittsburgh Tom.
Oh!
From a brewery. Levitti Brewing Company. Where are they located?
This is new. Probably Pennsylvania?
Indiana.
Oh.
PA.
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
What?
It's a thing. It's an India Pale Ale coming in at 7%.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty percentage. Dark. It's pretty murk.
Going from me right to left podcast dial.
Oh, man, that's sweet.
Uh-oh. Yep, I can tell. Aroma. Sweet aroma.
Mm-hmm.
It's East Coast.
Yeah, it is East Coast.
I remember 2009.
Yeah. Scranton. Nope, not Scranton.
That was a good beer before West Coast took over. That was a good beer. I think this is a well-made beer. If I'm on the East Coast, I'm having this beer.
Whoa, too far.
We're
gone too far.
Hey guys, me again.
Yeah. I'm
enjoying that Untitled Arts double
still
IPA.
Dude, drink hazy it already.
Double IPA. 8% ABV. Oh, hold on a second. Here comes my kid. Hold on.
Shh.
Hold on.
What's this kid gonna do?
Shit.
He's gonna see
Hey,
me.
Bud.
What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
They were all mine. Yeah, why'd you dump them out?
Yeah, really?
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, why did he do that? Why'd you jump them out if they're all yours?
Why did I do that?
Too cool.
He's like, you know what? You're right, Mom. Why did I do that? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, there you go.
a moment in the life of Al Green.
I was like, hey, man, you figured it out. You're living life.
Yeah. Can I have a hug?
Aw, look at Al. Say, Daddy, you've been here calling the perfect pour for hours now. Daddy. Can you come inside?
Daddy, your nose.
No, thank you.
Aw.
Your nose.
Yeah, you're going to take this.
That was fun. So, now that they're gone.
Uh-huh. Are they
my
gone?
My homework assignment that I wanted to try and get going was to see if anybody can name any Seinfeld-themed beers. I've so far had two. One was called The Jacket. It's from Matchless Brewing. It's called The Jacket, and it's an English brown porter. And it resembles the jacket, the brown jacket that he had with the orange, or with the, I'm sorry, the pink and white pinstripes on the inside. All right, that's what the can looks like. I thought that was pretty cool. And then another Seinfeld-themed beer that I have is called These Pretzels Are Making Me Thirsty.
Yep. These it's pretzels an Oktoberfest are lager. Making me thirsty.
Then I thought of one called I Love Cashmere, which was obviously based on one of the episodes with the cashmere sweater. But I thought that that would be like in cashmere IPA kind of thing. So if you guys could come up with any more Seinfeld-themed beers, I think that'd be pretty cool. You guys sound like you were Seinfeld fans. I've heard you mention it a couple times.
Yes.
All right. I think this the beer's is kicking in. Football's on. Bye.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Gotta
go.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, man, I gotta work. Willard. You already got one.
Willard!
Aw, thanks for letting us in on the little bit of family life there.
That was pretty cool.
I can't remember if we...
There's factions, Penske Files from Faction Brewing. Oh. Penske Files.
Oh, so does he want
beers just,
currently in production?
Well, no, he's just like, you know, anything we can come up with right now.
Oh, okay.
Is saying that I want to California's say that Faction Brewing has a Penske Files.
I wanted to say that we've had a Marble Rye beer.
Yeah.
Because in reference to the bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Give me that bread, you old bag. Old bag.
I want to say that we've had that one before.
Something with Steinbrenner, a.k.a. Larry David.
Oh, okay.
George!
I think they should do Kenny Rogers Roasters and make it a red IPA.
Vaguely remember that.
So they built a Kenny Rogers Roasters outside Kramer's apartment, and the red neon light shined in.
The light. That's good. That's good. Mulva.
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 What about hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Would that be a Hellas? Hello.
Oh, good call. Oh, I like that. You could do a...
They're spectacular. They're real. And they're spectacular.
That would be a toucan pack, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. One of those variety six pack, but it has two different ones.
Oh, yes.
Half of it's they're real, and the other half is they're spectacular.
Nice. What about the undercoating? The undercoating's included.
Yeah.
Be nice stout.
You got to get soup Nazi something. Soup Nazi related. No soup for you. I'm sure somebody's probably done that one.
No soup for you.
No soup for you. No haze for you.
No haze for you.
So that'd be fun, something for you, Nick.
Perfect.
Be a
I will not haze.
Non-hazy. No haze for you. No hops for you.
That sounds terrible.
No hops for you. Something related to the whole Kramer and Newman scheme of like taking the can
in the mail truck
to a different state to get more money.
Yes.
The whole scheme because it relates to us with our cans.
Isn't that when the mechanic took Jerry's Saab?
Yeah.
From him.
Oh, yeah. And he drove it around.
Yeah. He wouldn't bring it back.
I think that's my saw. Or his dry cleaner, his wife, the dry cleaner's wife's taking out the fur coat around the, was it Elaine's fur coat? Yeah. Or we're just going to sit there and reference Seinfeld episodes for the next hour.
We might need time on this one to come up with some good ones.
Maybe next week we'll do some more. Some callers can. Some homework for all of us.
I got to have one of those calzones.
Thanks, Al. Oh, we've got a traditional... Oh, no. This is a general email, too, that probably went out to every beer person in America.
They should just make one. Here's one. Dip for dinner.
Brew Your Own Magazine is having a boot camp event.
Figured
in
you
Denver,
would like that one. You just walked right all over.
What was it?
It said dip Matt? For dinner.
What's that one?
Hey, how come people don't have dip for dinner? Why is it only a snack? Why can't it be a meal?
Now I'm with you.
I don't understand stuff like that. It's from Putty. Come on.
Yes. Putty. Yes. Lots of Putty stuff. Putty is very right.
Why don't they have dip for dinner? He did it the face. Hey, Putty face. Why don't they have too much dinner?
Welcome to Soaring Over California.
You know, wear my hockey. I have a hockey jersey. I don't have a Devils jersey, but a Canucks jersey. I can walk around and act like get face paint. That face paint episode where you go to the hockey game with Elaine and he's all face paint. Woo! Yeah!
Devils!
Putty is the best.
Also,
Putty is Elaine's best boyfriend, guys. Come on.
Is that the best?
Did Elaine Jerry? Have a better... No, not Jerry.
Wow.
Did Elaine have a better boyfriend than Putty? Come on.
Probably not.
I guess not. Serenity now.
He did the live action Tick, right?
Yes, he did.
He's that guy.
The original one.
Spoon!
good times.
Good times. There's some sort of boot camp going on.
Boot!
In Denver. They're just letting us know, bros.
Thank you.
You want to check it out?
Thank you.
Go
very
to
much.
BYObootcamp.com. And we continue with the voicemails on the perfect board. Oh, no.
No, what's going on?
Yeah, we're going to get kicked off Spotify.
I get no time. You make it up again. Then I have another. Whatever he says right there. How's it going, Perfect Poor?
Hey.
Good.
Aw.
We
missed you guys.
Apologize for our absence. It has nothing to do with anything except for, I guess...
We had...
Life got busy.
Conspiracy
got
theories.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
They got drunk.
We did a lot of drinking.
See?
Thanksgiving. It was pretty cool.
I tell
we
you.
We had a few things to talk about.
We do.
So, yeah, we did hear the thing about Boulder Beer Company. About them keeping their tap room open. We did not know that Sleeping Giant took them over.
No, I did. It was all over Porch Drinking, but...
Okay.
Sorry, Janine. But so Sleeping Giant, here's the thing about Sleeping Giant. They are not a brewery tap room. They're only a brewery, and you cannot buy a Sleeping Giant beer.
They make stuff for distro.
Yep, they're contract
distro only.
So if you want to have a matter of fact, they make some beers that are only available
in Colorado. Like Weld Works,
probably in Colorado.
Juicy Bits.
No, they don't make
they?
Any. No,
I thought they did that.
Weld Works stuff.
Never mind.
But there's a few breweries, quote unquote breweries, that their beers are made there, but these guys don't actually have a brewery themselves or a tap room. So, like, Acidulous is one of those brewing companies. So they just do contract stuff. So it seems like a good fit for Boulder Beer Company to head there and continue their stuff. Mm. I mean,
so
I'm happy about it.
They're definitely indie.
Yeah, if you haven't had their watermelon Kolsch that they do.
I haven't.
It's pretty
have
good.
Have I? Have you guys seen it?
I forget the name of it.
No. Watermelon Kolsch.
I like the hazy, but... And then we're trying this new beer right now, which is really good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo.
It's Weld Works. And it is extra juicy bits that they won gold for, but this time they made it with all Nelson.
Nelson all the time.
And it is fantastic.
It kind of tastes a little thicker
all
than
Nelson,
the other one.
All the time.
It is super good. It's also not super cold because Janine had a power outage at her work.
Oh.
What happened? She works in a fucking hospital.
So one of my employees lives up in Greeley, which is where Weld Works is, and so I asked him if he could kindly mule me back some beer, which he did, and I put it in my refrigerator in my office, but then we lost power the last 3 hours I was at work today, so it wasn't super cold, so sorry.
Still not super cold, but we'll try it again later.
But it's still super good.
We have 7 more.
Yes. I can't read your writing.
My handwriting's terrible. Question. Oh, so a question for you guys. Do you guys have a brewery that's only contract for other brewers? I mean, is there something that exists like that out there? Or maybe in California anybody knows about? Because Sleeping Giant's the only one I know of.
Right.
Yep.
And so we when we went to Portland, we also had the Sector 7.
Yeah.
Sector.
Pretty good, Mike.
Which is really good.
You got a little sex on the brain hanging out with them in-laws. Get at you, huh?
Wow.
But it was good. But we didn't have the hazy one. They didn't have the hazy one when we were there.
That's all right. One last thing. We went to Comrade here. Comrade Brewing is all about the hops and none of the haze. I know a guy that would like that. Ooh.
So we've had Comrade before at festivals, but we've never went to the brewery, and it did not disappoint. It's a little south of Denver, but it was well worth the trip.
It's good.
And we want you to keep up
the good work,
guys. Bye.
Yay.
Bye. Thornton.
Thornton.
I'd probably say the two of the biggest or used to be contract breweries. Obviously, Gordon Biersch is one of the bigger ones.
But they do have a beer, their own brew pub.
Mm-hmm. And then Firestone used to be a real big contract brewery before they stopped contracting. They used to do the Mission Street for Trader Joe's, and they used to do Slow Brew.
Mm-hmm.
And now Slow Brew is their own thing, and they contract for other people. But yes, places that all have their own tap rooms.
Who was the contract brewer in San Jose?
It was Heretic?
No.
Hermitage.
There we go.
Yeah. And they had the cans had the H.
H.
Just had H on it.
Timbler does a little bit.
Oh, okay. Was it
Timbler? I think they're just the Tioga beer. I don't know if they do anything else.
Oh, okay.
Scotty B contract brews for the Perfect Pour.
That's right.
Yeah, whenever we come up with a fucked up idea, we send it right on over to him.
Hey, Chief, I made you a jalapeno lager.
Sounds good.
With strawberries.
That reminds me, I was digging around in the Studio B fridge, and I found a Scotty B beer in there, and I'll have to bring it over.
Ooh, Chief, you should get that, Chief. Oh, I've poured pretty hard there. From our new friends, Single Speed Brewing. Zach's Mexican Donuts, Iowa's favorite single speed. If I'm in Iowa, if you're in Iowa, find Single Speed.
Is it a fixie?
I saw that they sent some beer to four brewers too. Because four brewers, I hadn't listened to it yet, but four brewers dedicated a whole episode to Single Speed.
So we're not cool.
No. We like to sprinkle
things. They like to cover their base. Single Speed is like, let's cover our bases. I don't trust the Perfect Pour guys. They're really, they're right. Let's send them to four brewers.
Yeah, they could.
We could Sonic Foam or we could Physics.
Yeah. Yep.
We actually listened to it. It's not as great as we thought it was.
Yeah. We're like, we sent it out before we listened.
Oh, and then
we won't do that again.
You listen to this, right?
You listen to the Perfect Pour? Oh, sure. Yeah. Everybody listens to Perfect Pour. Send it out. I'm like, I just listened to the Perfect Pour. Don't send that. Well, it's already gone. UPS already came. Well, all right. Well, there goes that beer. Yeah, Sonic Former got way more out of that than they anticipated. Sonic Former, biggest item ever given to the Perfect Pour. The poor people at Physics, this nice, much more expensive piece of equipment, nicer piece of equipment. We spent about 20 minutes on it. And we're like, nope, that's them.
Nope.
No more Physics.
It's too hard.
I have to put my beer in here. My friend just put like, he hadn't seen it before and I wasn't in the room. And like he put the beer in the thing where you're supposed, in the Physics, you're supposed to put the beer in the actual can, the actual container in the thing. And then you put the tube in your beer's container. He just poured the beer into the container, which it looks like.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it looks like that's what you would do, which it worked.
So we used it wrong. We made it harder on ourselves.
No, we did it right. I think he used it wrong, but the way he used it still worked.
Okay. All
right. Well, we got a new, this, I haven't had this yet.
This is nice. I like this.
So good.
It was a full draw of the
full draw
Mexican donuts.
Full draw.
This is nice. I like this.
They've had all their beers so far have been like on point. Like this is what it is, and
I wish it was morning.
We made it well.
Yeah. This is your jam, Mikey. Single Speed.
Yeah, man.
You're a single speed rider.
Dixie.
Fix that.
Yep. And I basically can't stop either. So use my feet to stop. Flintstone style.
I need new shoes, honey.
Oh, my God. Times. You're riding again.
So I'm hanging out at Dry Dog Brewing Company.
Hey, that sounds like Colin.
My friend Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
And,
what's up, Chris?
We're just discussing barley wine.
Barley wine.
It's so potent and has a very unique taste to it. What gives it that flavor?
Yeah, we've had, we've all had IPAs that are hopped, aggressively hopped, as Mike would say, all the max. But what are they doing to the barley wine to give it that?
It's a boozy flavor.
Yeah, that boozy flavor.
Yeah, it's almost like eating like a rum cake, but worse. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Well, I guess we don't really like barley wines, Chris. We avoid them, but yeah, well, what is it? This is a question for Matt.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was it.
Wow.
Cool.
Short and sweet.
Barley wine, Matt. Come on, expand on barley wine. Feels what's going like on? I'm why is it why is it boozy like that? What's going on there?
It's meant to be a high octane beer.
Do you hop barley wine at all?
You can,
but traditionally you wouldn't.
You could.
Do you think Scotty B hops his barley wines?
Well, there's two ways you get. I mean, there's multiple ways you get bitterness, but adding hops is one of them.
You wouldn't do that in barley wine so much.
You can. There's many styles of barley wine. Within barley wine, they have styles of barley wine.
So why is it called barley wine and not barley beer? Why is wine in there? That's what I don't understand. Wow. Tell me this.
Okay.
Riddle me this, Batman.
What is the average ABV of a wine that you drink?
Probably like 12%. 12% to
15%. Okay. What's the average ABV of a barley wine?
12%.
There you go.
Whoa.
You just figured out something.
I'm learning stuff.
Look at the little light bulb up there.
Honey, I learned a thing. I'm losing perfect pour. I'm learning. That's great, dear.
Yeah.
I just noticed Mikey has a gray sports almanac.
Oh, I was going to show it to you. I forgot. Look at you. You got that Back to the Future eye. He's like, ooh, Biff lent it to me.
Oh, so you're a millionaire now.
Yeah. I got my bits. That was a birthday gift from my mother-in-law.
Very nice. Wow. So next week we're going to see Mikey's big casino.
Yep. You're going to wake up Mikey's. And Fresno's going to be the horrible, horrible place. And it's going to be, it's going to be Mikey's hazy casino. Hazy Emporium. It's going to be a bunch of bikers going around with hazy beers.
A bunch of fixie riders.
A bunch of fixie riders, intimidating fixie riders going around the hotel. You're like, whoa, Sammy Hagar is going to be playing.
Yes.
Can't jump 55. I like how in this Back to the Future, this horrible future that Biff has created, Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55 is the 55 is a raw song going like, this is a fucking hardcore place.
This is hard.
This Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55. Like, whoa, man, hard ass music going.
Rebels.
Whoa. Woo. All these bikers are like cranking up Sammy Hagar hits.
Yeah. They're like, no, we really can't drive 55. Yeah. I mean, it's fixie. 25, 26 at the best.
I cannot. Yeah. There's only one gear. I can't get up to those high gears.
Downhill with a strong wind, maybe 28.
Maybe
28. Who knows?
We're still... some more digital marketing. Man, they're really emailing us. They really want us to get in on this.
What's that neon in the distance? Oh, that's Mikey's. You don't want to go there.
Don't go there. You'll get hazed up for sure.
You get the hazes.
You get the hazies. You wake up with the hazies. Regrets and hazies.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
I can.
I'm almost driving.
Oh, man.
But I'm not driving. It's still in park. I just started the car.
Okay, guys, it's still in park.
Defrosting the back window so I could see. Yeah. So I'm not going to do the whole I'm driving thing.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I created a voicemail last week, but golly gosh darn it, I didn't send it. Isn't that silly of me?
Yep.
I listened to the show and I'm like, can't play my voicemail. I'm like, no.
Those jerks didn't play it.
I didn't send it. Oh man, that's silly. Don't worry, I'll make sure to send this one. Oh yeah. So there's something very special going on the 14th. Saturday the 14th.
Gonna be downtown a party Fresno. Fresno.
That's right. Zach's Brewing is having its 1 year anniversary. And if you're in the area on that day, and I don't see you there, and you don't have a good excuse, then we can't be friends. No, I guess I'll forgive you. But you better you really should have a good excuse because there's going to be a lot of fun stuff happening. For one thing, there's going to be a New England IPA on tap. That you will literally go wowzers in your trousers. You will.
I'm going wowzers!
You might want to bring some Depends or something. But also, there's some other fun beer surprises.
Skybee's going to have a Depends booth.
I don't want to give too much away. So I guess I should stop right there, but I will say there's something, pretty sure there's going to be something on tap. Hasn't been on tap before from Zach's, and you can't get it in a crowler to go. What kind of beer can you not get in a crowler to go just because of the nature of the beer?
High ABV beer?
Kombucha.
He's talking about nitro. All right,
I probably said too much. But anyway.
Nitro.
Anyway, should be there, folks. Zach's brewing anniversary.
What time are you going to be there,
Scotty? I'm going to be there, and what time? I hope you will, too. So don't get your tickets now so you can fly out from Denver and Florida and all over the country.
So you better get here,
okay?
Right, meow?
I'm just messing with you. I don't expect you to fly
across
the country.
We'll all be out there. It's going to be a big get it.
But I think it'd be great if you did. Well, anyway, guys, everybody, keep up great work. I'm about to be driving.
Yay. Good luck at work, Scotty B.
It's got to be.
We're going to be out there at the big event. Dueling events. Tioga Sequoia is going to have Rush Day.
Yep.
Their yearly release. Our Line Fest. The only Line Fest in Fresno that we have is this Rush Day. And at the same day, it was a year ago, that same day, Zach's Brewing opened up. So, Saturday, man. This Saturday, I'm going to be all in there.
Saturday.
Nick will be there. Saturday.
Saturday.
Nick will be there later.
I don't know. They're singing. I don't know what's going on. Somebody help me.
Matt will be working all day and then being at Zach's later.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think Reggie and I will be showing up.
Oh, man.
I feel like early.
Yeah. Going to break some untapped boards, huh?
Yeah. To get on the boards. Probably won't be line. I'm going to get there in time to see the line.
Yes.
But I won't be in the line.
Ah.
So, Matt, will I be able to just walk up and not get in the line and just walk up and start drinking? Yeah. There it is. It's the song.
That's the song.
That's the song.
It's all right for Saturday. Line festing.
Saturday's all right for line festing. Get a little action then.
It's a nice line you got there.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So we're doing it different this year.
Uh-oh.
So people I'm that are now. In line at... 9 o'clock will be stickered.
Okay.
One through 150. Mm-hmm. And then at 10 o'clock, we open the gates.
10 a.m. So open the gates.
Everybody comes in.
All right.
And we're doing a brunch hour where the food trucks are open, the coffee roasters are going. So anybody can be inside just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Then at 11 o'clock, bottle sales start and we go in groups. You know, 1 through 5, come in, buy your bottles, 5 to 10. So it's a little bit different format. Everybody will be inside. They can start eating. They get all that stuff going. 11 o'clock, you could actually go up and order your draft beer while you're waiting for your number to be called.
Oh. Wow.
So everybody's not waiting outside and not being like, oh, I just want beer. I just want to drink a Zorro. I don't want to care about this barrel age stuff. So. It should.
I came here at 11 a.m. to drink Zorro lagers all day.
We have that guy every time.
Hey, I'm just here to drink lagers, man. What the fuck's all this?
Got any Zorro?
There's that guy. He just wants a crisp lager at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I just like my morning lager, man. Just sets me right.
Well, you... You also,
so they're going to be at night? Is people going to be there in the night before then?
We typically see them hanging out the Friday night into the Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Hey.
Elton John is dead.
No, I was a stormtrooper. He missed it.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Nick. Well done. I'm proud of you for that. Archie did not like that. Oh, shit. It's getting crazy, man. Star Wars.
Taking over.
That guy's going to be in line.
What was that?
That guy's in line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting in that line.
It's going to be a big party.
Yeah, that's what everybody's going to sound like when we get there, because they're going to be drunk.
Oh, I need water.
That's gonna be the fight for the who gets the first bottles.
Wow.
Number one.
You're shorter than I expected.
Don't get technical with me.
Wow. I like the background like music you. We got going in here. One, one, one.
Droid, please.
Oh, hold on.
Who's scruffy looking?
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Chewie, we're home.
Wow. Roger, roger.
Why are you trying to make everybody cry?
Don't get technical with me.
Same thing I always do, talk my way out of it.
I don't like you either.
Well, that smells stick-a-whiff.
You're rebels, aren't you?
Well, that smells stick-a-whiff.
That lightsaber, it belongs to me.
Matt and I are battling Star Wars quotes in case you're not freaking out on that.
I forgot I had this app downloaded.
Recoined. Stole a freighter.
Yikes.
That was a cheap move.
I like that Wookiee.
That one's out of context.
Jedi scum. Are any of these in context?
Who's scruffy looking?
Happy beeps.
The fuck that's from.
Well, you tell him that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Call up a Hammerhead Corvette. I have an idea.
Nothing will stand in our way.
Save the rebellion! Save the dream!
Save the dream.
That was a cheap move.
Page turners? They were not.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
There you go.
Is that where we're leaving it?
That's enough of that. Oh, man. Do we still have voicemails? Sorry, everyone.
Are you, though?
No, I'm
Are
not.
Are you really?
No. This is why I have a podcast.
Oh, tangent awake what you. Do.
Yeah. At least we're having fun.
Alderaan.
Nicely done again, Nick.
What another perfect poor Jew you be here. I'm celebrating everything, Holmes. It's the holidays. It's the time for love and giving. So, Mikey, I'm giving you some advice, eh? Don't buy a Yeti, Holmes.
What?
Save that money. What? Buy yourself a Coleman.
No, dude, I'm buying it. You're not going to stop me. Price, nobody can fucking stop me.
You're paying for an
I have
Holmes.
Like don't five Colemans already.
Keep your beer away from bears, which I highly doubt.
Yeah.
But other than that, Holmes, save your goddamn
Yosemite,
money.
That's
that
a real thing.
You can use to replenish beers in your cooler, eh? What else? Celebration, Holmes. I'm celebrating conversations with Nick on Twitter.
Woo!
Eh? it's, let me tell you how it goes with Nick. Nick, when I tweet at Nick, maybe I'll get a response every time a Star Wars movie comes out. So that's how much interaction I have with Nick.
So once every other year.
Five times, that's it. So we didn't really conversate. We just had he just liked a lot of my stuff, folks. But hey, to me, that's a conversation, isn't it? Yeah. So, if you listeners, if you want to have a conversation with Nick on Twitter, mention Stouts, eh? And that's how you get his attention. And then
or Disneyland,
he'll just troll you the whole day.
Disneyland, Back to the Future.
You know, fuck it. It's the Nick 80. Who doesn't want to be trolled by the Nick 80? Also,
lurking.
What am I celebrating? I untapped a beer today that the community hasn't had. Nuclear IPA by Alamont Ales up from up north. It's a Nick. Speaking of Nick, this beer is West Coast clear hoppy. It has four hops. I think one of them is Galaxy Comet and two other ones. That two old school hops. Amazing beer. $4 for the can, Holmes. And check it out, eh? It's a 19-ounce can, Holmes. So you get 3 extra ounces for the same goddamn price. And it's a 5.5 beer. 5.5 ABV. It's a good beer. Okay? So check it out. Go grab one of those, Nick. And when you drink it, think of me. Okay. Man, just thinking about it makes my mouth water. Not the beer. Thinking of you, Nick.
Okay, homie. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Me too. The beer makes my mouth water. But you do too, eh? There's a winky face for you. That's also, shout out to... USA Mariano on the Untapped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He commented, you got Chew back, eh? I'm back on the voicemails, essay. Shout out to you, USA Mariano.
Again.
Mariano, if you served in the military, thank you. That's from Chew, eh? I appreciate everybody that does sacrifice for us, for the civilians, so we can enjoy craft beer any place, anytime, Holmes. Just a little information on Chew. I tried out for the military, eh? But guess what? The Salvation Army wouldn't have me, eh?
Oh.
What? That bad, home. My record's so bad that the Salvation Army wouldn't have me. I said, all right, then. That's it. This is Chew Your Beer. And it's celebration time. It's Friday. Time to get drunk. What are you guys drinking? I'm going to drink me some Rasputin. And some old, some fucking Epic Brewery Baptist, something my sister brought. Anyways, Holmes, this is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
Shoo! Mikey, I missed you, homie.
Ah, Chew.
Talking to you.
What's up, Nick. Chew?
And you too, Matt.
Hey.
Love you guys. Peace.
So, Mikey,
Chew.
Are you going to watch Force Awakens on December 18th? It's the 4-year anniversary of when it came out.
My plan was to watch every Star Wars movie in chronological order.
Wow.
Up until Skywalker, and it doesn't look good right now. I'm going to have to cram in some, I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it, but I was going to watch from 1 through 9, including Solo and Rogue One, but I don't know. I haven't started doing that yet, so I got to get with it here. It's coming out Thursday night.
Are you going to blow up the Death Star on New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah.
That's another one, right?
That's my favorite thing. Last year, I think I nailed it a few seconds off, but the first year I tried it, we actually had people over, and I was all night I was bragging about it. Like, it's going to be the greatest thing. We're going to play Star Wars. Death Star is going to blow up right at midnight. I got it all planned out. I'm like, okay, that's cool, Mike. That's cool. Yeah. It's going to be great. And then I completely forgot, until about 20 minutes after I should have started already. I was like, oh, shit. I'm gonna start new hope right now. And then I tried, very drunk, to do the math and figure out
what scene do I need to jump to?
And I tried to figure it out, and it was completely ruined. I did not do it well, and everyone's just like, "Yeah, this is great." I'm like, "The Death Star blew up like at 12:05. That's cool. Huh?
That's still cool, right?
Still cool, right?" So yeah, that's one of my favorite things. There's also a thing for Return of the Jedi. Death Star 2 blows up. You can do that. There's for Force Awakens when the planet blows up. You can do that. Wow. But I mean, nothing beats New Hope. As we check in on the fridge mic. Fridge mic.
Lots of digging.
Yeah, I was digging.
Dig deep.
French vanilla?
Hey, that's my creamer. Don't mess with it.
Creamed, whipped, whipped.
He expects to be delighted. Is that whipped. What's going on?
Just going through your groceries, no big deal.
Yeah, dude. The rules milk. Wants to check the date on them milk.
Check the dates. Check your dates. Definitely check your dates.
I'm an old dilly-dairy guy. You don't have to worry about me, bro. Checking all the things.
Know what I'm happy about? She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. I'm excited about this beer I have in my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Pittsburgh Tom.
Oh, is that the,
is that looking, the looking out for?
For helping us stay woke. With their breakfast out from Hitchhiker Brewing. Didn't expect this to make it our way.
You just see, this is over the years discovered it. How, like, no matter how weird or whatever it is, you throw it out there and the perfect pour universe sometimes will provide. Going around the table from middle to right, see to light left through the beer. Podcast style.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. Woke breakfast out from Hitchhiker Brewing. How did you even see this to look out for it?
Came across my social medias. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, is like, this is in an area where Tom is. And mm-hmm. he was able to grab his hands and put it on it. That sounded weird.
This is good beer. Ooh. Hmm.
I'm digging it.
Man, we've had a couple of this Zach's Mexican Donuts from Single Speed. Great beer. And now this Hitchhiker Woke. Pretty damn good. Wow. Wow. That is a good beer.
Ooh, canned on Halloween. 8%. Breakfast out, so it means it probably has the coffees in it. I'm going to see if I could pull up info about this again. But yeah, I'm definitely happy that this made its trek over. I think he said that he can get it to me, and I probably forgot to contact him, but he still got it to us. So we'll have to try to.
All right, good job.
Well, 2020, we're going to try to reciprocate.
Yeah, no. Don't make that the commitment. Nick,
what?
Yeah, try it, bro.
Oh yeah, I'm trying it. I'm trying it. I'm getting woke. It's, yeah, they shouldn't name it that because then people like me make terrible jokes about political issues.
Damn it! I'm having problems with the drop. That's why. That's what's taking so long here. Mm-hmm.
It is a very tasty beer, though. Mm-hmm. That is very nice. I'll be up all night now.
Wow. Conditioned on maple syrup, Mexican coffee, and vanilla beans. That has a lot more going on in there than I thought it did.
Vanilla beans. What kind of vanilla beans? Madagascar?
They don't say.
Damn it. I need to know.
It's a good one.
Well, looking out for is not going to play for me. So.
Okay. Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Man.
Looking out for beers.
Can you guys hear me dropping bombs over here?
Professional show.
Looking out.
Episode 333. 333.
Oh, man.
Episode 333. That should be something, right? That's something cool.
That's
right?
When the bear went over the mountain.
Oh, okay.
To see what he could see.
Oh.
But the other side of the mountain was all
there's two. So there's a looking out fort drop. It doesn't work. There's a looking drop, and that one works.
What? I don't know why. Like I play it every week, and now
I play it every week. I swear.
I swear, honey. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Gotta work on that. Always something. It's always something. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Well, it's not necessarily a beer I'm looking out for.
You can look out for other things.
Yeah. Frisbees.
Sure.
I know this kind of sounds out of character for me to not look for a beer, but going back to that Westward article, they had... They have from Ratio Beer Works. They have it's an actual wine glass, but it's kind of like a tulip or a goblet without a stem.
Yeah, I'm interested.
And
I like those glasses.
It kind of has a moon on it, and then there's like a wizard's face with a big old beard, and it says Genius Wizard, and it's a pretty gnarly looking glass.
Oh yeah, it's very metal.
So
metal and. In infused.
So I'm kind of looking out for one of those. I think that's where. Because shaker pints.
I'm tired of them.
Oh,
of course.
Got to get rid of them. So anything that's.
All of beer should get rid of those.
Anything that's really cool graphics or oddly shaped, I really want. So.
But that shape of glass, like you're saying, basically like a tulip but without the stem.
Yeah.
I don't have any of those, and I like those a lot. And I don't know why I don't have any.
Why? You haven't been to World Market lately?
I have not been to Cosmos World Market in a while.
It's an actual wine glass, because I know we did those last year for either Midnight or Rush Day. We did that style. So I'm familiar with it. It's just Grandstand. It's on their website. But, I just like that design on there, because there's the gold metallic, there's the white, the little wizard, the little hat, and there's just kind of a very cool looking thing. And so if there was anything that I wanted from Christmas from Colorado, just one.
I think there's a hint in there.
No.
But it says Ratio Beer Works.
Check the almanac, see if he wins that one.
Yeah, I got to check it. So I got to listen for the report back.
Yeah.
I don't say it's going to... Oh, the field goal's good!
No way, old man.
Did you hear they just lost?
Keep listening. Do a good old man, Biff.
Do you?
Come on, kid.
They just happen to be in Denver, Colorado. Just saying.
Yeah, just saying. Not that we know anybody in Denver that could do that.
2920 Lemire Street, Denver, Colorado. Wow.
What's the...
Call the engineer like, great, now we got to go. Here was all the shit going on with the Christmas. Now we got to go get some stuff, glassware.
You got the latitude and longitude while you're there?
You want to know who's a mutual follower?
Is there a UPS store by where this glassware is?
And a Rite Aid, so you get packing material?
Yeah, packing material.
You want to know who's a mutual follower?
Who is?
Mikey Topor.
What?
He follows Ratio Beer Works.
Yeah, I knew that.
And then
that guy's
drunk. Then
Jess. I'm following him. I'm drunk.
Not Big Game.
This is like a brewer following me.
Not Big Game James, but the other top dog in Bakersfield, Jess, which is Bakersfield Craft Beer.
Oh, there's several.
Ratio Beer Works.
All right.
Yummy. Oh, boy.
Matt's looking out for glassware. What are you looking out for, Nick?
Hello. Prairie's Vanilla Noir.
Oh, Prairie. I remember Prairie.
Yeah, remember them?
Oklahoma's Prairie Brewing.
Yeah, they're doing a new release of that beer. It looks mighty fine.
All right. That's another one that kind of, we were talking about Rogue being sort of lost on us. That Prairie's a little bit down. I mean, yeah, I still see it, but.
Yeah, usually it's the bomb. They, like, just one
right,
or two.
You just see the bomb. And they used to be where it seemed like we're getting several of them. Another one of those were just not distributed like it was.
Damn it. So this is the Vanilla Noir is an imperial stout aged in oak whiskey barrels with vanilla beans. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for doing that.
You like those vanilla beans.
I wonder what the vanilla does with the whiskey barrel. Yeah. I wonder. This is starting to sound a little bit like a cocktail, but maybe not. And while you're at it, how about some 2019 Deschutes Abyss?
Okay.
The Abyss is coming back.
Oh, Deschutes.
And so this year, there's a variant.
Yeah.
Variants. You have regular Abyss.
Sure.
Abyss Old World.
Yeah.
Sherry casks with black strap molasses, licorice, black cherry bark, black pepper, and whole vanilla beans. That's the Old World. And then the Abyss Port Imperial Stout aged in port barrels. So whiskey barrels or port barrels. That's the difference in the variants.
Would you prefer whiskey or port barrels?
I would like to try the port barrels.
Really? Oh, yes. I would have said whiskey.
That beer is so bold already. I don't know what the whiskey would do.
Yeah.
Other than just add booze to it.
Booze.
So port barrels, give it that.
All right.
Sweet wine, dessert wine flavor.
Anything else you're looking at for him?
Whatever Scotty B was talking about is going to be at Zach's on Saturday.
Yeah.
That teaser beer.
Any beer. Oh, that hazy. So there's a hazy, and then there was a mystery beer.
Yeah.
That Matt's saying that might be nitro related.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't take it away.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to have at least two or three new beers. I know one of them. Wow. I know two of them for sure.
Uh-oh.
Oh. What is it? Come on, man. Just tell us. Just us. Just us. Perfect pour.
Yesterday, the visibility was low.
Right. Foggy. It's been foggy around here. Mm-hmm. And not in a hazy beer sort of fog.
Yeah. Nope. No crackers.
So really. That's your hint. Just put the rest together in your mind.
Really? All right.
Fognog.
Fognog. Double dry hop fognog.
I'm saying eggnog.
Oh, that might be. It's going to be crazy. A lot of getting. A lot of getting it.
Ooh.
All day long. Me and Reggie will cover the early part, and then Nick and Matt will cover the later part.
Perfect.
So you can have a get it all day.
Yep. Find us for your stickers.
Yeah. I gotta remember to bring stickers. Damn it!
Oh, shit, yeah.
There's so many times I forget to bring stickers. I have them.
Just so you know, there's stickers.
Tell me before
at
we leave.
Zach's Brewing.
You have some there? You dropped some there?
So I was there for a Friendsgiving party, and they're just like, people come in and ask us for stickers, right. And they don't have anything. I have my backpack on me, so I left them some stickers. So
did you leave them with old ones or new ones?
The brand new ones that the brother just gave me. I also left them with buttons, which is the only batch, which is the old ones.
Yeah, that's a rarity. You better get those.
Those are rare. We can make more.
Nope, we can't make more.
Oh, we can't make more.
No. Mm-hmm. You got to get them now. Got to get down there now.
We got to make shirts in 2020.
By the way, calendar, December. Look who's Mr. December on the Perfect Pour calendar.
The Nick 80.
Oh, ooh, is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Ooh, that's
Nick
80
in his bike suit.
That's right.
You can see everything.
Skin tight. Do the drapes match the curtain?
Yeah.
This picture will tell you.
You can see if he's Jewish or not.
Those are both the same thing.
Oh, okay.
drapes are curtains.
Oh, do the curtains match the drapes?
There you go.
Ooh. Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
The drapes match the drapes.
Oh, man. The one person that has an embroidery podcast. That's different.
No, drapes. Why do you think they have two different names, okay?
You don't drape curtains and you don't curtain drapes.
That's right. Next thing you're going to tell me, Roman shades aren't mini blinds.
Whoa. Let's get crazy.
Can you just getting crazy. You went there.
I went there. That's right.
Dude, now second hour, guys.
Now the assistant regional.
All kinds of stuff in the second hour.
Now the assistant regional manager of 3 Day Blinds is upset with you.
Can't believe this show. Assistant to the. Putting out all kinds of misinformation about draperage.
Yeah, draperage. What's your drape like, bro?
Hey, what kind of drapes you got?
That one wasn't good.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Turn that heater off right now. It's going to get hot in here.
Blame Louie. Louie's right there. He had broccoli earlier.
Louie. Yeah, it's probably, yep, Louie. You had broccoli.
Definitely Louie.
He's like, what did I do?
I'm looking out for that enjoy buy like Matt was talking about earlier. Because I haven't had it in a while.
Yeah?
Because we don't see stone that much
still
anymore.
Still clocking in at 9.4, I heard.
And it's getting good rain, so I think that's going to be my New Year's Eve beer. It's going to be the Enjoy By, maybe.
Yeah. Blow up the Death Star and drink Enjoy By.
There you go.
I'll mess it up and have no, it at 12 mess it up.
Oh, I'll blow up at 12:05.
Yeah.
Woo!
Come to New Year! Yeah. Drink that at midnight, not before midnight.
This is a label buy. I saw this from Foam Brewers.
Foam.
Out of Burlington, Vermont. Like Clockwork. It's a double IPA, but it's more of just, I just saw the label. It's really cool. I saw it on Craft Can Arts Instagram feed. I was like, ooh, that's a very nice label. I'm just wanting it for that. And just, you know. Whatever is going to happen on Rush Day / Zach's anniversary day.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm going to get that hazies.
Get the hazies.
Get the hazies. And speaking of. I love gold.
I got the hazies.
I love gold.
This is one of the beers you can get at the Rush Day here. Matt, what do we got here?
You are drinking installment number 4 of our dessert stout series. It's called Pastry Crumb, which is our milk stout base beer that we make every year. And so we added in... freshly toasted coconut by us, not fresh, imitation. Ecuadorian coconut nibs and English toffee.
All right, that coconut is there, man. It is there and happening. I am smelling fresh. It is like you just shaved coconut out of the bag. What I'm getting.
There it is. Yep. I had draft earlier and I couldn't get as much coconut. I got way more toffee chocolate, but this is way more coconut.
Wow. It's rich.
This is delicious. Mm-hmm. What's going on? This week we've had 3 of these sort of dessert beers and I'm enjoying them.
It's my time.
I don't like this.
My
I'm
turn
enjoying
for the
them.
Top pour.
I don't like it.
That's what's happening.
No.
You might have to get the producer's approval on this one.
I already talked to her about it. She'll think it's too sweet.
I understand. I mean, to me, this is the beyond. But I mean, to me, I don't get it. If she could drink hazelnut,
dry as fuck.
If she could drink the rogue hazelnut, to me, this is none worse. Yeah. In my honest opinion.
Oh, no. This is way sweeter than that rogue hazelnut.
No.
Yeah.
No.
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 No. Superman.
No, no,
he
no,
knows.
No, no.
Superman, no. He no here.
Wow.
Superman, no, he no wow. here.
This, is, to me, is no worse than Nutella on a piece of bread.
All right. There's your reference.
But
that's your baseline.
Nutella's hazelnut, right? Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Chocolate hazelnut spread.
That's a difference?
No. Third to some.
Okay.
Possibly.
Ben caught the drinking. Whee! I hope we're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Bearded Brewer 87 on the updated, newly updated Untappd. What have you been drinking this week?
I took home a can of sticky.
Tacoma? I have a Tacoma.
I also have a Tacoma.
Wow. Nick, do you have a Tacoma?
Look at the brag fest over here.
Oh, you don't have a Tacoma?
No. He had a Tacoma before you had a Tacoma. What?
I did.
How did you?
They were.
How did you get rid of it? Those run forever.
Back then they were called a Hilux.
What? What is this history I don't know of?
I don't know if that was the Tacoma.
That's technically a Tacoma.
It's a mini truck. Yes. Yes.
They just slapped a sticker on it. That's all they
gave it a taco name.
Yeah. Did the tailgate say Toyota? Yes. Okay. Was it a pickup truck?
No,
yes.
It did not.
Well. Oh, are you one of those guys that removes the Toyota from your tailgate?
Yeah, someone removed the stickers before we got it.
Yeah. So he had a Toyota pickup before you had a
Toyota pickup.
Toyota.
Remove everything but the toy part.
I'd keep the Yoda.
Yoda.
He'd be a Yoda. Yeah,
I'd keep the Yoda.
You're a Yoda guy?
Yeah, I'm a Yoder.
Like, look at this tailgate, honey. It says Yoda.
Yeah, like Star Wars.
Yeah.
So anyways, Wazoo Corvette donated some beer to us. There was too much to fit in the fridge, so I took home a Sticky Sips from Moxa.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that was good.
Oh, great.
That was
good. So we didn't get to
good.
Have it. That's what you're saying.
We were at Tappan Cellar. It was a sip and shop. We didn't do the shop part. We just did the sip part.
What's happening? Is this like an event at Tappan Cellar?
Hey.
Sip and shop.
The mother hit us up and she's like, hey, do you guys want to go meet up at Tap and Cellar on Sunday?
And we're like,
mom wants to go to a bar on Sunday. We go to a bar on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So we did that. Right.
I'll do it for mom. Normally I'm not at a bar on Sunday.
Yes, you are.
But
I'll do it for mom. There at 12 o'clock on Sunday.
I'll do it for you, mom. This is horrible for me, but I'll do it for you because I'm a good son.
I don't
like Nick.
I didn't check in the first beer, so I don't recall exactly what I had. So the second one, I went up and I was like, I want this double dry hop from Moonraker. And they're like, we're out of it. And I was like, dang it. And he's all, but I got some other one.
I told you somebody was going to order that Moonraker, John. Look, somebody's already ordering it.
Well, whatever, man. It's not my fault. They tapped another one. It was a double IPA. It was so loud in there, I couldn't hear the name. Yeah. I just know that I had a Moonraker double IPA.
What? Moonraker?
Moonraker!
How am I going to get on tap? I don't even know what the name is.
All I know is after that beer, when I got home, I took an hour nap. So it was a good double IPA. It was a good Sunday. Yeah. That's a good Sunday. You get a couple beers in before 2 o'clock, you take a nap, wake up at before 4, and you're good to go
all
for the rest of the afternoon. Wow. Yep.
Waiting for the new Shameless episode to drop.
Are you now?
Kayleen. Kayleen Beanstra,
not that much.
Maybe. Okay, yes.
Matt Vaught and Jeffrey Moore. So the three different brewery folks that I know.
Oh, industry. Here we go. Industry.
They had
a
communal birthday.
Communal birthday.
And so I hit them up and I was like,
communal birthday.
Like, hey, is this a BYOB situation?
Yeah, what's
going on? They have beer and alcohol, and they send me a photo.
Don't trust them.
They send me a photo of Jaeger.
Yeah, again, yeah. No.
Wow.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
And I was
well, show me the fireball.
Well, that's what I thought. So I was at Whole Foods.
I'll be stopping before I come by.
I picked myself up a 4-pack of Ubedank and then the Shadow of a Doubt.
Ooh,
and I was like, this is my rations for the party.
There you go.
Made it through all 4 Ubedanks.
What I would do is have an ice chest in your car. Keep those in the ice chest in the car. Uh-huh. Then you bring in the dummy 6-pack, whatever. Like, here's your drunk asses. Here's your 6-pack. But then you have your own special thing in the car.
What was it?
So Matt, you do need a Yeti.
Because they'll find it. Because if you bring it in, they'll find it.
So
they'll fucking ruin your day.
Drink this. I don't want to give the exact event away and the exact beer just to keep this private, but there was somebody there that back in September ended up with a 12-pack.
He's still drunk.
A 12-pack of beer that shouldn't have sat warm, and it did then.
Oh, it did.
After an event, he ended up with a 12-pack of beer, brought it to his house, never touched it, never drank it. Right. He brought that to the party.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I never got around to it. So somebody opened it up, and they're just like, oh, this tastes terrible.
Well, yeah, it's beer, though, all right? It's
beer. You get drunk.
But there was, so I had the four Ubedanks, and then I had a hazy little thing, and that was good too.
Hazy little thing.
Later on the week, I did have that Shadow of a Doubt. Kayleen's actual birthday dinner, I had a Kieran there.
Happy birthday, Kayleen.
And then after that, I was in the mood for a couple more beers. So I went to MGA, and they had a four pack of Citra on the shelf from Kern River.
I know, it's trip, man. It's so trip. I don't know what to tell you. I just
cracked one of those off and brought it to the register.
But you cracked it off in the MGA?
Out of the holder.
Yeah, I'm drinking it in here, bro.
Now you got to sell me one.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Out of the four-pack.
What are you going to do?
But so MGA, they have this corner door. And so it's like you go to the backside in the cooler, or there's two outside doors. Yeah. There's like three different ways to access the shelf.
Yeah, a lot of ways to access.
Then there's the door into the cooler.
That shelf is a
shelf access whore.
Lots of shelf access to that whore. What the fuck? And then, hour three now.
So then there's the door in the cooler. Then there's one more door. Mm-hmm. By the wall.
Bomber door.
And so they've gotten rid of the bombers.
What? Oh,
so now,
man.
Now it's more single cans.
I have an issue with that.
Single cans?
You know what they had?
What?
19.2-ounce cans of Ubedank.
Oh, jeez. There's
just Ubedank door.
All Ubedank now.
There was all sorts of other stuff, but I was like, that's
what. Honey, you want me to bring Ubedank?
Yeah, Grandma, because you drink all my Ubedank.
Oh, that's right. Grandma drinks Ubedank.
Yeah, she drinks all the Ubedank.
It was a $3 can of 19-ounce Ubedank. I had that and that Citra, and that made the rest of my evening.
Grandma Dank.
Citra and Ubedank. What, can't get better than that.
It was not. That was it.
That's all you needed. All right.
Those are my Ben Cots.
Nick.
There's probably more beer, but that's all I remember. Yeah.
I'm fine.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Okay.
You can DM him. He's got the update.
Yeah.
He'll see it and he'll be like, that's a little red dot.
I'll be checking in from it. Everywhere.
He's got that floating action button.
That's right. I'm floating. I'm a floater. Float like a check-in. Sting like a haze.
Drink like a haze.
So I am continuing also to enjoy this Shadow of a Doubt by Russian River. Thank you.
Still going, huh?
It's a good beer.
Well, sure.
It's not bad. It's a little better. $5.99 will do the trick.
What? What did you say?
It's better than STS.
Oh.
Off pills, man. He's going off
emails
pills.
Can go to Matt's recording at gmail.com. Vinny. That was Matt.
Vinny.
Just want to make sure. Vinny. Let you know that was Matt that said that.
I went to the Eureka Burger for a first time in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had the Rapid Unplanned Disassembly from Modern Times.
Wow. That is a name.
Yes.
That is a name of something, I guess.
Try ordering that.
Yeah.
In the loud Friday night environment.
Rapid Unplanned Disassembly.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
And it's like, I'm not going to get that beer.
I'm not going to get what I ordered. Yeah. I'm just
there's
not
no
gonna,
way I'm going to get it. She's just going to be like, a beer. He ordered a beer.
Did you want an orange one or a brown one?
Yeah. Sure.
Was it orange
okay,
or brown?
I'll be right back. And then they come back. Oh, we're out of that one.
Yeah, that's even worse. Yeah, it was hazy, in case you're wondering.
I like it then.
This is where my aggression against haze labels, properly labeling your hazies started.
It's happening too much now.
It said IPA. I was like, okay.
Nobody's even, the hazies are just becoming IPAs now.
Hazies are just becoming.
Not even referencing the hazy part.
Should we mention it's hazy? Nah.
Nah.
They'll get it.
They'll know once they drink it.
Dude, sometimes you got to be careful because if you put the wrong string of words in there, it's like a death sentence for a beer.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. Can you have an example?
If you call something a weed IPA,
hazy
it's a death sentence.
Don't say weed
hazy
IPA.
Hazy death sentence.
It's just an IPA.
Yeah, just say
don't,
IPA.
Don't say weed IPA. To me, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, it's a good it's a good plan. Because no one's like,
beer.
Yeah, there's no wheat beer enthusiasts. They're like, well, I drink it, but it doesn't say wheat beer on it. So why even bother mentioning
why
it? Just say, this is a hazy IPA. I got the cups now, guys.
Oh boy, that's a new one.
That's new.
I was also at the Tap and Cellar on Sunday.
Different times. Huh?
How come I didn't see you?
Yeah, I don't know. I was behind the cheese board.
He waited to see if you checked into something after Tap and Cellar. He's like, okay, honey, he's gone. Let's go. He's not there anymore.
Says he's getting some tots over at
he's getting tots.
Westwoods.
Yeah, he's not there. Let's go.
I had At Long Last by Modern Times, which is a nice, clear double IPA.
Accumulated Knowledge. That's what I had.
Accumulated Knowledge. A clear IPA.
Yeah, At Long Last.
It was a hazy
IPA.
They
make those?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Accumulated Knowledge was a hazy.
Okay. We're talking about two different Modern Times
beers. Two different beers. In the year 2000.
Oh, that's...
It's labeled. We're Northeast.
We're about to be 2020, man.
2020.
Jeez, Conan's been around for over 20 years. Jeez, wow. That's crazy. It's crazy talk, guys.
Don't forget to shut down your computers.
You mean 30 years?
Yeah, 2020.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Didn't it start in 93?
Maybe.
Oh, it's that'd be
stupid. I'm just saying, like, that year 2000's bit doesn't sound like it was that far away, that long ago, and it's been over 20 years now.
Wow.
In the year 2000. Puzzle Dust, New England Pale.
Pale.
From Moonraker Brewing and pale. Donated to this perfect pour by Wazoo Corvette.
Wow.
Puzzle Dust. And it goes away like the dust goes away like the Marvel in games thing.
Wow.
Woo!
Oh boy.
Well, boy. That's what happens when you start with doubles.
Yes, please. So, speaking of doubles.
This is a good beer.
No.
Just letting you know.
That's not what I'm talking about. So, speaking of Puzzle doubles. Dust. Here's the beer that knocked my socks.
Oh, clean. Here we go. Here
clean
we go.
Out of my shoes.
We talked about this earlier. Here we go.
So I was at the market because I ordered Chinese food from Sanwa.
Oh, in that same complex? In
the same parking lot.
Is it good? Is it better than China Bistro?
Ooh, China Bistro. No, similar. Maybe,
very similar.
Maybe less.
Okay. Good to know.
But good.
Because China Bistro is my go-to.
Yeah.
We just had China it tonight.
China Bistro's good. So I get...
Wait, where's that one?
China Bistro right here in the Bullard and the
Pavilion West.
Pavilion West Shopping Center.
I haven't been to that one.
Back in the corner, there's a fountain there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's so nice. Dude, you got
to
go.
I normally would go to...
The one you're there every Sunday, you're there in that complex.
Oh, it's on that side?
Complete opposite corner
from
Breakfast
House.
No, it's in the opposite corner, but I mean, it's in the same
but similar hidden corner.
Yeah.
Situation.
I thought it was by the New York Steak or whatever.
It's own fountain.
No,
that's the
Breakfast House parking lot.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah. It's back in the other corner.
I see what you're talking about, closer to High Sierra.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Same hidden corner situation.
They have their own cool fountain.
Uh-huh.
And their own patio.
Yeah, no, I typically, when I went to that style of food, Chinese food, it was either Ding Ho or Han's.
Ding Ho's good. Very good.
I'm recommending China Bistro.
I'll have to check it out. Do they have good orange chicken?
Yes.
Yeah. They got good everything, man.
Everything. Do they have... Do they have a special fried rice and or?
Ooh, they have a special chow mein. I don't know about special fried rice.
Ooh, special chow mein. So you get the chicken, shrimp, and
Yes.
And the pork.
Uh-huh.
All right. Interested?
Taught you to speak of my language. Yeah. So I order a plate of food, walk next door to the market, and they had a revision Mosaic Revenge 100% Mosaic hopped
nice
double IPA.
Mosaic Revenge, like somebody's been messing with Mosaic way too much.
That's right.
It's like, it's time for revenge.
It's time, and boy, did this beer have revenge. There was so much Mosaic in this beer.
It's good for them. They featured it.
Yes.
Feature it. Feature it.
They featured the fuck out of it.
Feature the fuck out of it, okay?
They 1,000% of
you're featuring the it too much.
No. They gave them all the Mosaic in the monitors. Mm-hmm. I seriously.
Fuck it. Just give them all the Mosaic.
And on top of that, it was
all a
22-ounce bomber. So I had all the Mosaic that night.
Nice.
I have not it's a had great more night. Mosaic in my life.
It's a good night.
Yeah. It was great. Chinese food and Mosaic.
Would you say it was more Mosaic than Rock Me All Mosaic?
It definitely
must not
was.
Have been that good because I didn't see on Facebook you posting record songs on Facebook at all.
Oh, yeah.
So you must not have been that not into it.
How'd you know my wife was going?
You're like, look at this song. I'm listening to this song now.
You guys
now.
Remember this remember hit this song? From
1993? Yep.
Nope, I did not YouTube my evening.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Not you didn't drink enough then.
No, I couldn't get up. I was I seriously. So I have some leftover celebration ales in the fridge from the last weekend. As like my,
I don't
my,
know how that's possible, but okay.
It's my in-between beer right now.
How could you have left any beers in there?
It's my in-between beer right now.
All right.
So I drink those in between the day, mm-hmm. You know. And so I had just the Mosaic Revenge. I went right to whiskey right after that because I was like, there's no beer going to keep up with this. It's just a straight up palate wrecker.
And palate's gone.
Gone.
Might as well go whiskey.
Go whiskey. Go whiskey or go home.
And there's no amount of premium crackers in the world that nope.
cannot get cleanse my palate, this palate.
Get back.
It is insane. So there you go.
All right. There's
my Recco for the evening.
Recco is whiskey. Great palate cleanser is whiskey.
Yeah. It gets you drunk.
Yep. My palate's cleansed. Honey, I'm cleansing my palate. Is that another whiskey you're having? It's called palate cleansing. If you were a beer geek, you would know. But whatever.
I'm going to try that. See if she buys it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm palate cleansing.
Yeah.
No, you're getting drunk, honey. It's Tuesday.
No. Guys are the dummies that fall for that stuff.
You should be home then if you care about if I drink on a Tuesday.
Hey. Leave me alone. Mikey Tup or Dorktown on Untappd, if you want to find me. I had one from Matt Beard Brewery 7 gave me a Jungle Gem, original pattern brewing company in conjunction with Almanac Brewing IPA. Nice enough beer. It was definitely different. I don't know.
I didn't what try it, so I was totally trusting your opinion.
It's a West Coast IPA, but it was different than they had some different hop in there that, you know, made it different. I had the pretty red can of the Blazing World hopped with Nelson Blazing World. And like Matt last week said, I was kind of like, eh.
Nelson Light.
Yeah, I was like, I was ready for the, like, this is going to be Modern Times plus Nelson.
Right.
Plus Blazing World. Uh-huh. This is going to be insane. And I was like, this isn't that insane.
Wow.
I was kind of disappointed.
That actually helped me make my decision because that was at the market too.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
red cans are just like so pretty.
It is so pretty. But I was like, oh, the guy said it's not that good. So let's try this revision beer. I like Nelson, but I also like Mosaic.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
No. It's not a bad. It's
no,
not
it's
bad.
Modern it's times. Just, it's not
I was
bad.
Expecting it to be like gangbusters, and I was going to be like, oh, my God. But I was just like, okay.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that I still got it.
Yep, you still got it.
Wow.
Revision Citrus Slam. Ooh. Got that at the market.
Nice.
The market talk this week.
Citrus Slam.
That was good. And then, yeah, I had a slow week because I've just been working this whole time since last talk. And
all that rain.
I have not gone out.
Yeah, all that rain shortened out things left.
Stupid
right.
Just
rain.
Working 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. So I've just been at home drinking. And I had the Schutz Fresh Haze IPA because it was $8.99 for a six pack.
Nice.
Can't go wrong there, right?
That's a bargain.
And that's what I've been doing. If you're my friend on Untappd and you're not sure, because I have a group, a Perfect Pour group of listeners that I like to keep, and so I can just look at Perfect Pour listeners, what they're doing and stuff. And if you think maybe you're not in my group for that, because you never see me liking what you're doing or talking about it, just message me on Untappd somehow or tag me or something and say, hey, am I in your little Perfect Pour group, dork?
Nerd alert.
Oh, we've been having some fun, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Well, it's time to put the landing gear down. Cheers.
It's the end of the show.
Big cheers, as always.
Even oh, yeah?
Two. Who you think?
Who's crap?
The golden gods, Nick. The golden gods of the Perfect Pour. That's a special group of people. Very, very exclusive. Very industry.
The tailgaters.
Yes, that pay us. They just donate $5 or more a month to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the website patreon.com to do that. They're very cool people. We appreciate them highly. Patreon.com/perfectpour. Or there's a link in the show notes as well. If you want to check that out and see, like, maybe I'll be a golden god. Yeah. I don't like having all these $5 hanging around.
I got every too month, many $5.
Every month I've got $5 just sitting around.
$5 too many
like,
in my
yeah,
bank.
Dang it. I wish somebody would take all this. We're here for you.
We have a surplus.
Yes.
Explain this to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
So and then it, not only do you get the satisfaction of donating money to us, which we appreciate, you get some extra show.
Yeah.
And you get invited to that this very exclusive Facebook called The Pourum. So that's cool, right? That's cool. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So thanks, guys. Thanks all our patrons. We've got stickers. By the way, hopefully, if I can freaking remember, and Nick can freaking remember, and Matt can freaking remember, that we'll have stickers with us during Rush Day.
Rush Day
slash Zach's Brewing Anniversary Day. And if you see us, hit us up. Say, I want a sticker.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, I'll have it in my pocket. I'll be like, oh, yes. Here you go. And because I'm just mentioning that because we got stickers because of the Golden Gods. We're able to just like, let's just buy stickers because that's fun. And also cheers to Hoppy Papa 24.
Wow.
Brugiehauser.
Uh-huh.
Scotty B. Webby. Vern. He was facing. He was sharing our show on his Facebook feed, nice. So I thought that was like very cool. Everyone sharing our show on your own social media feed is a big help to us, as well as subscribing to the show in your podcast feed, and if you're on the iTunes, leaving a review for us, that's very helpful. And cheers to Hops_Hound and everybody
Woo.
Again that helps us out, man, talks with us during the week at Perfect Board Pod. Matt, you have some cheers.
Cheers up to Scotty 91. You finally did the 5,000 uniques.
Finally. Oh,
damn.
Jeez, so, 5,000.
No badge though, huh?
Yeah. They're like, Untapped's like, we don't even know how to deal with that.
So, and then, you know, patrons, stuff like that. People that call in, people that tag us.
Give us beer.
People that occasionally sit across from you when you're at the beer garden.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yep. Cool. All the cool people.
Yeah. All the cool people.
All the cool beeps.
I do hope to see Reggie.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there.
He's
first day. He's going with or without me. He's going.
It's kind of cool that he'll pop in every once in a while. And it's cool to see you down there, too.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
Cheers to Mikey.
Look at me.
It's lost hope. So cool.
Cheers to Louie.
I'm so cool.
No, Louie's sleeping. Fuck you, Louie.
Ooh.
Wow.
Man.
Dude. He was just minding his own.
He's a member of the show, dude.
If he wants cheers, he's got to be awake for that shit.
He's got to be awake.
He's having a nice nap. He barked at a fox. Oh, yeah. This morning.
May the haze be with you. Look at that alpha acid label.
Matt's showing a Yoda, but with a hop head instead of a Yoda
great.
Head.
Oh, great. Is this what we've come to?
No, but this morning, the fox was spotted on. We have condominiums in the back of us. And the fox was on the roof of one of the condos with a rat in its mouth.
Wow.
And the producer and my kid, I was already at work they saw it on the roof and they're just watching it. And then Louie came out and gave it a good Louie bark and it ran off.
Yeah.
Louie scared off the fox. Louie
bark for the win.
Yeah.
That's right. Good job, Louie. Cheers to you then.
Yeah.
Cheers, Louie.
You know what? I'm cheersing Louie. I don't care.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Cheers to don't forget Kayleen from Zach's.
Sure. Happy birthday, Kayleen.
And cheers to Zach's for making it for 1 year.
Yes, they did it.
Year one down. Year one more down.
Four more to go.
Yeah.
They're gonna retire after 5 years.
That's when they could actually make money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, any new brewery that has to wait 5 years before they get to have money. Mm-hmm. Well, for their investors are like, are you going to sell to AB InBev?
Oh, you're that Golden Road girl's pretty nice.
That Golden Road girl seems like she has a lot of money.
You should sell to
her. You sell to her. Does she buy beer or whatever? I don't get it all, but it seems like they have money.
Hell, I'll sleep with them.
You know what? I gave you $300. Start that brewery. Where's my money back? Okay? It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 4 years. Let's see some of that money. I don't care about my 20% discount on my flights. All right.
Yeah,
no, yep, there we go. Hey, guys, we've been podcasting. Have a great week. Be safe.
Check your dates.
Have the fun. Check your dates. See you at the Zach's and the Rush Day. Get some action, man.
Yeah.
Let's get some action. Woo! I'm gonna win at shuffleboard. You badass.
I kick your ass.
Kick your ass at shuffleboard. Natter days.